Good morning. Last year, the Universal Church celebrated, or 2 years ago, it ended last year. We celebrated the Year of Mercy. And it was a remarkable event in the history of the church, trying to call the attention of everybody to the supreme mercy of God. Pope Francis, in my judgment, will be remembered in history as a Pope of mercy, because since the beginning of his papacy, he has tried everything to draw our attention to the mercy of God. And in the scriptures, we can say that the heart of the message of Jesus is centered on mercy. If we remember the story of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, from verse 1 to the last chapter, last verse, Jesus recounted this beautiful story of the prodigal son. When the son was so wayward, he squandered all that his father gave him. He came back. The father did not ask him, "I told you not to go. Didn't I warn you?" No. The father ran out to embrace him in welcome. That is mercy in action. Mercy, dear friends in Christ, is heaven when we merit hell. Mercy is forgiveness of our sins outside or in the face of the many, many evil we commit. Mercy is the love of God when we don't deserve love. In our gospel reading today, we hear the story of the Canaanite woman whose daughter was healed by Jesus. The story of the Jews is this, that Jews and Gentiles have no connection for anything. And this woman is a Gentile. So she does not deserve the mercy and the attention of Jesus. But Jesus went beyond the barrier of what the government or what the system has put before them, Jew and Gentile. He went about and he gave her what she does not deserve, healing of both body and soul for her daughter. That is mercy in action. As we all gather here, brothers and sisters, we are all beneficiaries of God's mercy, all of us. When we come to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, that is mercy. We don't deserve Jesus. We don't deserve his body and his blood, but he gives it to us very freely. When we sleep and wake up in the most good health condition, that is God's mercy that we don't deserve. And it is in this context of mercy, dear brothers and sisters, that I have come here on behalf of the Missionary Society of St. Paul of Nigeria. We are a missionary group that our center, our motto is, for we are ambassadors of Christ and we urge all to be reconciled in Christ. We spread the mercy of God in its entirety, both to humans who need psychological, physical, spiritual, emotional, material needs. And we cannot do this alone. That is why we go on appeals. And we come here to ask you to join us to show mercy to our brothers and our sisters who live in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, troubled parts of the world, South Sudan, Chad, Malawi, the Boko Haram ravaged areas where I work in northern Nigeria. We struggle to show the face of Jesus to these men and women who are suffering, who are in distress, who are pain. As a missionary group, this year we mark our 40th anniversary, and God has blessed us with so many vocations and impact around the world. We have over 110 seminarians right now currently studying. We have over 267 priests working as missionaries of St. Paul. And we are present in 11 countries in Africa. We are present in 12 dioceses here in the United States. We are present in 16 dioceses in Nigeria alone. We are also present in 12 dioceses in the United Kingdom. But our most need is for our brothers and our sisters who work in Africa and Asia. Our most need is to help train our seminarians. Last year, our brothers that work in South Sudan, in conjunction with the United Nations, helped in feeding thousands and thousands of South Sudan because the United Nations declared famine in that part of the world. They have very little rains all through the years, and because of that, they can't even farm. If you farm, it can't grow because there's no water. So our brothers spend a whole lot of money feeding the hungry. That is our story in many parts of Africa, especially Malawi, South Sudan, and where I work in northern Nigeria. But I want to limit my story to what I have experienced in northern Nigeria. I have worked for the past 4 years in the Diocese of Sokoto. Sokoto is in the northern part of Nigeria, and if you are, I don't know how much you follow Nigeria stories, Nigeria has been ravaged by Boko Haram, just like ISIS in Syria and other parts of the Middle East. And I happen to work very closely in the diocese. I'm the priest in charge of dialogue and ecumenism. And I've walked around the northern part of the country to see the havoc and the ravages of Boko Haram. Thank God for this little city, village, whatever you call it, that you don't have all this threat. Our greatest hope is the fact that when we are Christians, when we are Catholics, when we grieve, other parts of the world join us to grieve. So I've walked around northern Nigeria and I've seen what Boko Haram has done to our people. It's appalling. It is amazing. One of the things that we do as MSPs is to help as many families as possible who are in pains, who have lost their dear ones, and who can't go further in life because they have lost their benefactors. I was at the confessional early last year, thereabout, and a little boy of 13, 14 came to confessions. The area where I live is not an English-speaking environment. They speak Hausa. Hausa is one of the native languages you find in northern Nigeria. So they hardly speak English. When I was at the confession, this young man came to me, and he was speaking very good English. I turned to him, I said, "Where are you coming from?" He said, "From this village." I said, "No, it's not possible. You can't be from this village and speak this kind of English." So when I pressed harder, he told me he came from, he mentioned the name of the place, a city town, a city area, and he was in school. But I said, "So why? What are you doing here?" He said, "Well, his father just died in the Boko Haram battle. And because of that, you have to come back to the village. They can't go to school, and they can't do anything." That is the normal story you find around where I work. So the Missionary Society of St. Paul have taken upon themselves to help as many families, as many children of this kind who can't go further because of the ravages of war of Boko Haram. In my parish alone, I have sent the names of over 20 children whose parents are deceased because of Boko Haram battle. When I came into the United States, I've heard so much. I follow every single politics about America, beginning from church politics, secular politics, all kinds of politics. I really know that this is a God. Your motto, I think your money you have, in God we trust. That is what you have in your money. Beautiful comment. This really is the land that is blessed by God. And all of you who have grown up here from childhood to adulthood, who may not have an experience of Africa, you don't know how much God has blessed you. I really want to thank God for your founding fathers and for remaining true to the dream of the America. There is so much blessing that God has left for you educationally, materially, spiritually, food-wise, that you may not be aware of. But where I work and where I live, there is no water. There is no electricity. Since I came here, it's inconceivable to have light 24 hours in the part of Africa where I come from. It's not possible. Well, I don't know who to blame, but that is our reality, that's our story. And there is no water. I wish I would show, I would give Father Dan a clip, a video I made. Last year, I got some grant from our missions to help dig boreholes in so many parts of the area where I work because they don't have water. They don't have water. You can imagine life without water. It's difficult. But that is the situation where we work. So we seek this support to help the areas where we work as missionaries. When we preach the gospel, sometimes you can't turn your eyes to the need and the physical situation of the people you minister to. That is why we are here as a missionary group. I want to thank you sincerely. I want to thank the diocese for allowing us to come in here to make this appeal. I want to thank you for your generosity sincerely. I want to thank Father Dan. Like I said earlier, I just met him barely 24 hours. And it's like we've been friends for the past 10 years. Thank you, Father Dan. Thank you, dear people of God. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.